Hello, and welcome back to the Moms Get It Done podcast. Today's episode is the third in a series about network marketing. We talked to Lisa Twite, who is successful with her side hustle at Lime Life. We talked to Felicia Waterfell, who is very serious about her business and working her way to the top with CBD. And today I get to talk to Karen Dowden, who is at the top levels of Rodin and Fields. One of the things I've learned throughout this series is that this business takes time. You can see successes in the beginning and throughout, but to make it to the top, win all the trips, and make money most people dream of, it takes showing up consistently and investing in your business, like Karen Dowden has done. Take a listen. My next guest is Karen Dowden. She is a premier level 5 executive consultant for Rodin and Fields and holds a nurse practitioner degree. What impresses me about Karen is that not only is she an incredibly busy mom like us, to 3 kids and has a professional career as a nurse, but she's also built an extremely successful network marketing career with Rodin and Fields. She's at one of the top levels of the organization and at one point was working as a nurse and building her business at the same time. She has over 150 direct downlines and they all have people under them. She's at one of the highest levels you can attain and she is the true definition of success in network marketing. Hi, Karen. I'm so excited that you're here.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. I'm excited to speak to you. I love Rodin and Fields products, and I know that they're so reputable, which is why I was so thrilled that you could come and talk to us today about your journey. So I always start, how did you get involved with this? Like, were you looking for skincare? Were you looking for network marketing?
I actually had no desire to learn about skincare or anything about network marketing. It was of no interest to me. My ex-husband, who I was married to at the time, and myself, we owned a medical practice, and some patients had been asking about skincare. So I was kind of on the side looking, but really wasn't that interested myself. An acquaintance of mine had been posting on Facebook about Rodin and Fields, and her husband was an ER physician, and that piqued my interest just as to why she would be in network marketing, quite honestly, and why Rodin and Fields. And so I wanted to get some more information from her. So I messaged her, reached out to her, and asked for further information. She filled me in on all the details and some things that I thought was interesting about Rodin and Fields was that the doctors who created Rodin and Fields are board certified practicing physicians. And they're currently practicing today. I thought that was interesting. The products are proprietary and patented just to Rodin and Fields. So you can't get those products anywhere else. And that's, certainly important to the brand. Mm-hmm. No one in the world will have what the brand represents. Skincare will always be relevant. Mm-hmm. And right now the market's huge for skincare. And that was really interesting. So, I was definitely interested. As far as network marketing goes, I really didn't have an interest. I, had 3 young kids at the time, was working as a nurse practitioner, had the medical practice that we owned. Didn't think that I had really even an extra hour in my week to invest in something else. So didn't really want to be a consultant, but just thought maybe I could try the products. And after talking to her a few times, I jumped right in without even trying the products, which seems totally crazy. I'm super type A. Like I'm a really thought out kind of square person in general. So that's totally out of my realm, but I did it. And that doesn't mean that I started doing anything with the business right away. I became super self-conscious and wondered what people would think of me. I had no idea how people would judge me being in network marketing. So that was kind of one of my, main things that I kind of was worried about when I first got started.
Yes, I think that's a lot of those. I was involved in a network marketing company and there were, a lot of people that were like, why would you do this? You have a successful, other things happening. And I was like, I can see the vision of it. And I loved the products at the time. And I mean, I still love the products that I sold, but I did really love the products and I wanted other people to love them too. So I could definitely see how you could, especially as a nurse and somebody that owns a medical practice, you know, to back something like this has got to be a little bit scary, right?
Yes. So I started using the products and I found that I really loved what it was doing for my skin. Mm-hmm. And I could see the changes. And that's one thing, like the boxes even say, take a picture beforehand.
Yeah.
And take a picture 60 days later and compare, because they want you to see that your skin is actually changing, because it does. And the packaging even has a 60-day money-back guarantee. And so I could see the changes in my skin. I waited probably between 6 to 9 months before I really started working the business at all. And then I decided that really, if I was going to do it, I just needed to jump in. And so I started to do the things that what one would consider network marketing, the things that would bring value to your own personal business. So I started doing those things, and right away I started seeing results, and that kind of started getting fun, just seeing some money coming in and some growth. And I thought, well, really, maybe this could be for me. And then it just kind of took off from there.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I think that, you know, in the beginning, the excitement is there, and then people start to build and they really start to see results and they're like, oh my gosh. And I know that a lot of people, you know, it takes work. Like it doesn't just happen overnight. So what do you think is like the way to become successful? Like, what do you think is like how to be successful in network marketing? Like, what do you think are the key things that you did to really build this business?
I think really the key is you have to just be consistent. With network marketing, it's no different than a job, and a job is work. And there's days that you're going to hear no a lot of times, and that's not very fun. And you have to get very comfortable with no. And one of the things that I learned along the way was that a no just means not yet. And so I just tell myself, it just means not yet. And oftentimes those people do come around. Yeah. And just being consistent over time has truly been the key to success. Because so many people, when you get those no's, they'll just give in and just say, oh, it's not working for me. And then they're done. And so if you're just consistent with it, I think that has been key. And then as you grow a team, investing in your downline, investing in the team that you have, showing up every day, making sure that you're there for those that need you, or, you know, just doing the little things for your customers. That's kind of where you kind of build the consistency for your team.
Yes, definitely. And as an organization, you know, I've heard really good things about Rodin and Fields, but tell me about the leadership and like some of the training that they give you. I mean, you don't have to get into specifics, but like, how do you feel like that builds success for you?
I feel like as an organization, Rodin and Fields is a company of integrity. And that is key, I think, to find a company that has integrity. And there are all kinds of trainings that are available. I lucked out and I'm on a really great team that has incredible training on top of the organizational training. I have amazing leaders myself. Mm-hmm. That is just a really strong channel with great sideline sisters and upline and downline sisters. And it's truly a community. I think as moms, that's one of the things that I have found, that sometimes after college or after high school or wherever you find yourself in life, it's a little bit hard to find community whenever you're having children and kind of into the stage of life. And community gets hard to find or to have in the same way. And there's an amazing community that is found with Rodin and Fields as well, that is part of that integrity of leadership.
Yeah, I hear this a lot, especially with people that are successful in this business, that they're saying that they have very supportive uplines and that they feel not just that they're working with them, but that their lives are intertwined, like that they have a community of people that are all like-minded. You know, skincare is I think everybody's at some point gets to this point where they need something like this. But you, I mean, skincare is big. Like everybody wants to take care of themselves. You know, we're in a different day now. Like people want to take care of themselves early. They want to, you know, meet people like them. They want to be in business with people like them. I mean, this is part of the reason as a mom, I work with other moms because, you know, it really does build this community. And I think that Rodin and Fields has done this very, very well. So on that same topic, I mean, what is the biggest mistake that people make? I mean, what is one of the biggest mistakes you made or that you see people make?
I would say the biggest mistake that I made at the beginning was feeling that I wasn't worthy.
Yeah.
I think just as a mom, you kind of find yourself in a season of life where, you know, you see success happening for other people in network marketing and you possibly think it's not for you. And I think that we as women need to remember that seat at the table is rightfully ours.
Yeah.
And anything in life that you want, it's yours, and claim it and go for it and do your best and race hard after it, and it shall be yours.
I love
so
that.
I think that's probably the number one thing that I struggled with at the beginning was not feeling worthy.
I think every person feels not worthy. And I think as moms, that kind of raises, it goes to this whole other level where we think, well, I can't do that. I have this, or I have three kids, mm-hmm. or I have a full-time job, or I have, you know, I think that this series is really important, and especially talking to somebody like you, to realize that, you know, A, yes, it does take a lot of work, and B, like, it really can happen for anyone that really puts their heart into it and, you know, takes the leadership and is there for people and is consistent. And I really like that about Rodin and Fields and also this business in general. So I feel like Rodin and Fields, their integrity, and I feel like from different consultants, I'm hearing like the same messages, and not in the same way, but like in different ways, but like you're hearing, you know, they're doctor backed and things like that. I love that part of it. And the not worthy part is every mom's struggle, I feel like, with almost anything and any successes in our lives as moms, you know, we really get hung up on that. So tell me a little bit about the fun part of the business. I know that network marketing, especially with companies like this, have these really cool like incentives. Like you get to this number and you win a trip, you get to this level and you get a big bonus. You know, tell me about a couple of these like fun things about what has happened to you since you've been in this business.
Yeah, so that's kind of been unexpected for me. With being a mom, you don't get out of the house a whole lot at times.
Yeah.
And I've been able to travel some with Rodin and Fields and have won some trips. And that also adds to the community part of it, because then you develop relationships with other women that are on the trips as well and can keep in touch. So I feel like it's a bonus because that's a win as well. Yeah. So you develop friendships and I've been able to go on a couple cruises and won some trips to Florida and Arizona. And it's been really unexpected bonus, but a lot of fun along the way.
And I feel like with regular businesses, and I won't say regular businesses, 9-to-5 businesses, you know, if you hit your number, you don't get to go on a trip, you know,
right.
You really just get to keep your job, which is great. But I like these incentives and these cool trips and like retreats where you learn leadership and things like that. I always liked that about this business. So it's so fun that you got to do that.
You know, Leslie, you know, at the beginning, like when I first started making money, it was enough to cover like med school loans. Mm-hmm. And that seemed amazing.
Yeah.
And then it was enough to cover a vacation fund. And that seemed amazing. And, you know, money is weird because there's always like a moving target.
Yeah.
With money. Like it's kind of, well, what is enough or how much?
Yeah.
But then there was enough to also cover the mortgage. And that was amazing too.
Yeah.
But the thing with Viridian and Fields is it doesn't matter how much money I've ever made with Viridian and Fields. Even if I never made a cent, this would have all been worth it. It's changed my life in so many ways. I would do it a million times over.
I love that. That's such a great testament to how much the community has really been for you and the opportunity has been for you. And I definitely think that that is so valuable to so many people.
It has been.
So I want us to be able to check out the Rodin and Fields products. And I know that some of my listeners are going to ask on how to communicate with you. So can you tell us where can we find you? I will definitely be putting Karen's link into the show notes, how to get to her with Rodin and Fields. But how do you prefer that people reach out to you?
If you want to speak to me directly, they can reach out to me on my email, which is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, underscore Dowden, D-O-W-D-E-N, at hotmail.com. Or they can order through the page.
Okay, great. I will definitely be putting that in the show notes. Thank you so much for being with us today. I love hearing these great stories about how people are successful in ways that they don't expect. And I'm just so glad you could join us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Some takeaways from the episode. Karen's keys to success are 1, being consistent. 2, investing in your downlines. 3, remember a no means just not yet sometimes. 4, anything you want in your life is yours. Just go ahead and claim it. Please check out the links in the show notes for Karen and send her an email if you have any questions. She knows so much about skincare and Rodin and Fields. This series has really opened my eyes to how network marketing can work on so many different levels. Whether you use it as a side hustle, to pay your bills, or go all the way to the top, it can really work, even for us busy moms. I'd like to thank all my guests for coming on, and I hope you all enjoyed hearing their stories. Be sure to join the Moms Get It Done Facebook group so we can share all our tips and tricks. I know we can do it all together.